Please listen carefully.
Hello, universe, and welcome to the Optimist Daily Update. I'm Christy Jansen.
And I'm Carissa Garcia.
And we are part of the team behind the Optimist Daily, making solutions the news. We bring you reader-funded solutions news every day in order to change the tenor of news media, social media, and the direction of your day to help us all get focused on what's going right in the world.
7 days a week, we publish positive news stories written by award-winning journalists and delivered online to your inbox and through our social channels. And also, we are sharing these solutions in a commute-worthy, walk-worthy, and home office-worthy podcast. Today is Wednesday, the 12th of January, 2022.
All right. It's Wednesday. Are you doing a little Saturday today, Carissa?
Oh, yeah. A little Saturday. I should, actually.
A midweek pick-me-up, reaching out to friends, going to watch the sunset today.
I've been meaning to go watch the sunset, so maybe I should make that my little Wednesday.
Yeah. I'm still mourning the long days of summer right now.
Me too.
I went and bought some new garden accoutrement, you know, some flowers to plant and some new ground cover to put in my shady backyard garden area. But I haven't had the time to actually do that work. And when the sun goes down at around 5 and I'm working until 6:30, it makes it really hard to find a moment.
I miss my really long end of the day walk, so I'll be excited once the sun is out for a little bit longer.
Me too. I'm making up for it by my full spectrum LED lights in my indoor garden. I go sit under the sun there for in my evenings to like get my little bit of sun. Speaking of green things, should we get into our stories for the day?
Yeah. What is on your plate for today?
I'm going to talk about a headline that reads, "The green living trends that experts expect will dominate 2022. We talked a little bit in our first view of the week about 8 trends that we saw carrying through from 2021. One of them was definitely a sensibility about green jobs and sustainability, and also reacquainting ourselves with nature and how important that is. But this is talking to experts around the world who follow these things. And this is what they're predicting will dominate in 2022, because green living and sustainability are certainly at the forefront of many people's minds. The mentality that has brought droves of people over the course of the lockdowns to pledge to be green-minded about their transportation options or choose more plant-based food, change their general trajectory towards the sustainable path. And according to green living experts, they were able to pull out 6 top trends in this area that they think will dominate in 2022. And that's what this article is about. I think it's kind of cool to observe the shift in social consciousness around how important it is to be respectful of resources and of our planet, and how everything is about the environment. Because if we don't have that, we can't do anything else. And so I think these trends belie that growing awareness, that growing consciousness that is taking over the planet. So these are coming, I think, mostly out of UK, but they probably have a good application in the US as well. The first trend is impact-focused finance. This is the acknowledgement that where we spend our money can move the needle more quickly. And this is one of the most effective ways that we can combat climate change, to really put our money where our mouth is and fund environmentally friendly organizations, prioritize ethical practices in businesses, and support the green revolution. So more people are avoiding putting money in financial institutions that support fossil fuels, and instead are putting their money into more ethically motivated, green motivated places. And so that's interesting to observe. Before the COP26 climate summit that took place in November, almost 40% of people polled by Troitus Bank UK said that the upcoming conference was making them rethink how they could use their money to be more sustainable going forward. And that has just taken off. It's interesting. We saw this also with some activist investors in Exxon, getting that company to move more towards energy in general and away from investing in carbon-based energy sources. So that's a trend. We're following that. Another one is more focus on plant-based food. We write a lot about that here on the Optimist Daily. And even big companies like Epicurean, I'm not sure. It's a fancy journal. In their writing, they always have a focus now on how to incorporate more plant-based meals into your week, how to not necessarily give up meat altogether, but focusing more on sustainably sourced, locally grown meat and chickens and eggs that have an ethical component to them. And if you can forego them, then going towards plant-based meals instead. I think we have another article on today's headlines about a fungus-based alternative to egg whites, which is brilliant because egg whites is, you know, it's just a part of an egg. What do you do with all those yolks? I don't know. But anyway, vegetarianism and veganism are taking over fine dining. Plant-based restaurants are being awarded Michelin stars, and that's probably going to keep happening. Products and companies that put nature first is the next trend, and that's, again, conserving biodiversity. I think it's being driven by consumer sentiment, where these companies are picking up on the consumer desire to move towards brands that are engaged in regenerative practices, which are passionate about conserving biodiversity, like Patagonia or even, what's that big one? IKEA, that have that in their ethos and in their corporate culture. Allbirds shoes. I bought a bunch of those for Christmas. And speaking of Allbirds, this is the idea that we're moving away from fast fashion, which is very exploitative and just about getting clothes that are almost disposable and have pretty bad impact on the environments, both where we are in terms of creating trash, but also where they're produced, which is often in countries that have lower environmental protection standards and lower payment standards towards, you know, how they treat their workers. According to a survey by McKinsey, 58% of people are now less concerned with fashion, and over 70% say they intend to make their clothes more durable so they can use them for longer, which definitely helps. A lot of people are buying secondhand now and even just paring down their wardrobes, having less in their wardrobe, and then choosing more eco-friendly materials like organic cotton, hemp, bamboo fiber. Even algae is material from which clothes are being made now. And this goes right into the circular patterns of consumption and that whole idea of circularity, where you think about not just the making of a product, but the disposal of the product. We wrote about that in our gift guide, like buying reusable containers that you can then fill up with your dish soap, for example, instead of buying the big plastic containers. And there's brands where they like Loop, where you actually just go bring your container back to the store and refill it with whatever material, whatever chemical or detergent or soap that you use, instead of buying it in packages. I think that's kind of like the milkman. Mindful living is also really taking center stage. We wrote about recentering mental health in our trends, and that's kind of along the lines of mindful living. Our appreciation of needing to have that mental resilience, the work-life balance, and just kind of slowing down a little bit. That's one thing that this pandemic has really brought to the forefront, is the speed that at which we were all functioning. Maybe it's not something we want to go back to. So I appreciate that. Anyway, those are all of the trends. Krista, you've been quite silent, or maybe I've been talking too fast to let you have any word here. But so what do you think? What's your reflection on this?
For me, I know I've heard Summers talk about how she's not really a New Year's resolutions person. I can't remember what you said, Christy, but I am somewhat of a resolutions person, or at least a recentering when the year starts. Uh-huh. So I've been kind of thinking my theme of the year is trying to be a little more greener. So reading these trends gives me a good idea of what I think I've been doing already, but what I can continue to improve on.
How you can double down on, I mean, for me, being mostly vegan, I'm not purely vegan, but I'm mostly vegan. And it's largely because of my climate focus. I guess climatarians, that's a new kind of eating habit. Reimagining our diets with a focus on reducing carbon footprint. So if I do eat dairy, I will choose maybe goat products as opposed to cow products. So anyway, that's my two cents. What do you want to talk about? Because I think you have a green story.
Yeah, also from the UK. It's a fun project that maybe could be one of my New Year's resolutions as part of my green agenda. The Litter Lotto app gamifies litter picking to trade trash for cash.
Great headline, by the way.
Trash for cash. This is so fun. So gamification is proving to be an effective strategy for mobilizing communities to build healthier, safer, and greener habits. And we've shared a couple of stories on the Optimist Daily before about gamification implemented to reduce traffic emissions, or how it's being used to plant millions of real trees out in the world. But now there's another gamification initiative in the UK that's encouraging passerbys to pick up litter for proper disposal by entering them into a prize draw for cash. This app, called Litter Lotto, is where people pick up litter and then take a snap of them doing so and submit it to the app. And that makes them eligible to be entered for smaller spot prizes and provides them with an entry into a monthly prize draw. To ensure this system isn't abused, there's rules and regulations surrounding the lottery. For example, each entry has to include a piece of non-organic litter, like packaging, bottles, and cigarette butts. But litter from goods that are designed to be consumed at homes, like food cans, are not considered eligible. And the prize amount, which is provided by Litter Lotto's corporate sponsors, will vary depending on the location. But for now, the UK monthly jackpot is £10,000, and spot prizes vary from £5 to £250. The British app developer originally trialed the system in Denmark, where it was received with huge success. The winner of the UK's first Litter Lotto picked up around 400 littered items, and she received the jackpot prize, which was £5,000 at the time, so...
That's cool. Way better than just getting the, you know, 5 cents per can back.
Yeah, exactly. I would be picking up trash all day if there was a lottery available. I think that would be so fun. I mean, it should be without an incentive anyways, but a nice incentive is good every once in a while. So
what else is on our headlines today for people to go check out?
Some of our other headlines, like you said, scientists are using fungus to develop a sustainable alternative to egg whites.
Isn't mushroom fungus?
Yes, it is.
So it's probably, you know, some sort of a mushroom based fungus is just this really ugly word that has lots of beauty in it.
Sounds yummy. I'd like to try it. Some other headlines include this former quarry is now a vital habitat for endangered UK birds. Scientists record events before a supernova for the first time. A study shows insights into sight loss for stroke survivors.
Belgium's right to disconnect protects workers from burnout. Ooh, interesting. This startup fights deforestation with tree planting drones. It's a fun subject we write about on the Optimist Daily quite a bit. Rare fossils found at ancient Australian site. And how to store your leftover soup with 7 storage strategies for all that soup. How do you keep it fresh? That and more on theoptimistdaily.com. Thanks everybody for listening to today's Optimist Daily Update. We promise to keep sharing positive solution-based stories with ideas on how you can participate in the changing world. Sure, it is change for the good. We promise to keep covering current events with accurate, legitimate sources and offering you the information we all need to chart new paths for all of us.
Please consider becoming an emissary on theoptimistdaily.com and for just $5 a month, support reader-funded independent journalism. Be part of the solution changing consciousness and addressing our world's biggest challenges with a problem-solving mindset. Let's keep the Optimist Daily free to all who need it, supported by those who can.
Thanks, Krista, for stepping in for our good friend Summers. Thanks, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow with more solutions.